This is Akashvani, the news read by Nobunita Adhikari. Campaigning for the first phase of the Bihar Assembly elections ended this evening. Voting in this phase will be held on Thursday in 121 Assembly constituencies across 18 districts. On the last day of campaigning, top leaders from both the NDA and the Mahagathbandhan made last-ditch effort to woo the voters in support of their party candidates. During the first phase, political fate of a total of 1,314 candidates will be decided by more than 3.75 crore electorates. The Election Commission has made elaborate security arrangements for the first phase. According to the poll panel, for the first time, one general observer will be deployed in each constituency. Webcasting will be conducted at all polling stations to closely monitor the electoral process. The district magistrates and superintendents of police have been instructed to maintain zero tolerance towards any violence. Adequate Central Armed Police Forces, CAPF, will also be deployed. In the second phase, 122 assembly constituencies across 20 districts will go to the polls on 11th of this month. Counting of votes will take place on 14th November. A total of 90,712 polling booths will be set up for over 7.43 crore voters across the state. The second phase of Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rolls has commenced from today in 9 states and 3 union territories. The large-scale revision of the electoral rolls will conclude with the publication of the final voter list on 7th of February next year. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that India stands strong on the strength of its robust economy. Delivering the Diamond Jubilee valedictory lecture at Delhi School of Economics in New Delhi today, the minister said that while the country holds strategic significance because of its people and its position on the global map, it is the nation's economic strength that has given it confidence and distinction on the world stage. In Chhattisgarh, 6 people lost their lives and around 20 others were injured in a train accident near Bilaspur this evening. The incident occurred around 4 p.m. when a passenger train collided with a stationary goods train near Lal Khadan. The injured have been rushed to nearby hospitals. Talking to media, District Collector of Bilaspur Sanjay Agarwal said, Railway, District Administration and police teams are carrying out relief and rescue operations at the accident site. The Railways has issued helpline numbers for the convenience of passengers and their family members. Help desks have also been set up at Raipur, Durg and Bhattapara railway stations in the state. Meanwhile, the Railways has announced ex gratia compensation of 10 lakh rupees each for the next of kin of the deceased, 5 lakh rupees for those grievously injured and 1 lakh rupee for those who sustained minor injuries. The Railways has also decided to conduct a detailed inquiry into the incident through the Commissioner of Railway Safety. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said that India supports the Gaza peace plan and hopes that it paves the way for a durable and lasting solution. Dr. Jaishankar stated this in his opening remarks during his meeting with Israel's Foreign Minister Gideon Saar in New Delhi. He said the two countries have a strategic partnership and both nations have stood together through testing times. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded a record increase in the number of Indian universities in the QS Asia University rankings over the last decade. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the government is committed to ensuring quality education for youth with a focus on research and innovation. He said that the government is also building institutional capabilities in this sector by enabling educational institutions across the country. 5 Indian Institutes of Technology, IITs, Indian Institute of Science, IISc, Bengaluru and Delhi University have placed among Asia's top 100 institutions in the QS Asia University rankings. In cricket, India's youth stars Jemima Rodrigues and Dipti Sharma have made significant gains in the latest ICC Women's ODI rankings. And that is the end of this news bulletin.